Podcast. I'm your bro Dayton, and I'm your bro Easy. And as usual, we're gonna kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Life and Limb. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Okay, so folks, we got a good joke. This is like the best joke that we've ever had. This should go in like the record books. Okay, so today at the bank, an old lady told me to check her balance, so I pushed her over. Oh, I... That one's actually good.
If you would like to send us in a joke of the week or any of these other segments that we are about to go over, you can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com.
And you can win cool prizes. But we're not going to get into that, because that takes a long time.
Okay, like... stuff.
Okay, yeah. Good stuff. The good stuff.
And now for this week's Big Word of the Week, which is presented by The Hair Cafe, located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. Today's Big Word of the Week is Aurora, which means dawn. Dayton.
What?
Dawn.
Okay.
Do you not like waking up at dawn?
No, at least I don't think so.
So, what's a good time for Dayton to wake up?
No, I don't know. 10 a.m.? 12 a.m.?
That's not... There's, you mean midnight?
Yeah. 12 a.m., 12 p.m., same thing. Doesn't matter. I don't even know if there is a 12 a.m.
There is. It's midnight.
Oh, come on.
We're going to jump into this week's tech fact, which Dayton also will have for us.
Yes, I do. What is it again? What do we have, Easy?
Tech Facts.
Yeah, we got the Tech Facts, okay. Tech Facts is brought to you by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Okay, this one, we got a whole podcast of world records right now. Time Magazine named the computer the Man of the Year in 1982.
Oh.
Well, Superman didn't get that.
Did he?
Okay. No.
Yeah. So, why do you think they did that?
I don't know. He was a good man. Mm-mm. Or woman, doesn't matter.
Mm. I'm a good person. Okay, we're gonna run into this week's book recommendation, which is another segment that Dayton will be presenting to us.
The book recommendation is The Templeton Twins by Ellis Weiner. This debut novel has a fast-paced plot, clever heroes, evil villains, and sly sense of humor, and is filled with puns, word games, puzzles, and even a recipe for meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah.
Mr. Weiner.
Yep. Ellis Weiner.
Why'd you say Weiner? It's not Weiner.
I don't know. I just finished eating some hot dogs. I don't really know anymore.
It's not Weiner. Okay. We're going to sprint into this week's Famous Educator, which is presented by Howell and Krause, Attorneys at Law, located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. This week's famous educator is William Sanford Nye, better known as Bill Nye.
The science guy.
Bill. Who was a presenter for the TV show Bill Nye the Science Guy that lasted from 1993 to 1998. And was and still is an iconic thing to see in your elementary science class, as he taught children informative things about the amazing subject of science while being humorous.
Well, that's true for me, too. I see him in my elementary science class.
Great job.
Yeah. It's great to see that man's face, I guess. I think so, at least. Sometimes.
I'm going to leap into this week's quote of the week, which is something else that Dayton liked to tell us about.
Yeah. Quote of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. Call us at 704-941-0802 and get your phone fixed. The more you find out about the world, the more you laugh about it. Yeah. What a quote.
Said
by Bill... No, wait. No. William S. Nye.
Yes.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
So, what does that quote mean to you?
Well, it means that when you learn more, you laugh more. The more you learn, the more you laugh.
Like checking a lady's balance in a bank.
Why now?
Okay. So, you know you ready for the next segment?
Yeah. Here, okay. Bring it at
me.
We're
going to slide into this week's random acts of kindness, which are presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better.
Like me, in this podcast.
Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Today's random act of kindness is to do a chore for someone without them knowing.
That's a good one. Except, I think so.
Dayton, what would you do for somebody without them knowing that was a chore?
Well, I would fix a phone at Easy iPhone Repair. Yeah. No one would know.
Well, they would know because their phone would still be broken.
Why you gotta do it to me like that? What? Oh.
I would help somebody by helping them, like, clean something or something. Like.
Maybe, but they would know, huh? They would know.
But they're in the bathroom.
And the bathroom would be dirty.
and they're in the bathroom, and I'm cleaning their room.
Yeah. Wow. That must be a long time in the bathroom.
I have it all planned out. I got a grand scheme to clean somebody's room.
Came up blueprints with that or something.
Yes, I'm going to feed them beans. I'm going to say, hey, man.
Pintos or garbanzos.
And then I'm going to say, hey, man, you got to go to the bathroom. And like, oh, yeah. And I'm cleaning their room. They're like, whoa. And then that's
they must have a very clean room then.
Yes, they will, because I'm going to clean it. Okay, no, so as we start to wrap this podcast, we have to give a shout-out to the people who make us possible. This week, our song was Ball of Fire by Ernest Ranglin, and our producer/director, B.L. Self.
Our team mom/security, V. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog?
Nothing.
And like my mom always says,
stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelts. Because you need your seatbelt.
See you next Saturday.
Here.
Saturday.
Oh. Still thought it was 2018.